some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Marisana Miriam bas Chana. This is based on an article in the Hapardes Torah Journal in Shana Lamed Choveres Tes, Simen Ayin Hey, which is written by Hagon Rev Nechemia Malin, who was a Talmud in the Mir, went to Shanghai, later in America. Here it says he was in Washington, D.C. It says it with two vavs in Washington, D. Dalad Yud, Dat C. Samach Yud, Dat. And later he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was Nifter a number of years ago at the age of 94. He writes a very, very beautiful article here, which we're going to be basing this shir upon. The Gemara in Krisus on Daf Hamad Beis says that it is not necessary to anoint a king the son of a king. A king requires anointment with Shemen HaMishcha. However, this king, the son of a king, does not require Mashiach. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, Amrabach HaBayayin gives the Sifa Man Yarech Yamam Lachta Hu Vanav Kol HaYamim. So it says, in order that they should have extended days, so we see Yerushahi, because it says Hu Banav. Since it's Hu Banav, it's automatically Yerusha, Memele, you don't need Mashiach. And the Gemara says, "Bnei Ma'amashu was Shlomo, Bnei Machlokas Adoniyah." Why are they anoint Shlomo? Because of the Machlokas between him and Adoniyah. Minalan, the Chiyasa Machlokas by Mashiach. How do we know that when there's Machlokas, you require Mashiach? V'lo kol deboy Malka Moris leMalchusa. And how do we know that the Malucha doesn't go automatically, even when there's Machlokas? So Rav Papa says, "Bekerav Yisrael, b'man sheshalom liYisrael." Only when there's peace, it goes automatically. But when there's a machlokas, you require another anointment. So we have to be mevara. That there's no shalom requires mashicha. If that is only b'shas minui, when there's a machlokas on the ikar minui of a king, then the din is that we require mashicha. But afterwards, if there's machlokas afterwards, after the Kabbalah Samalchus, there's no need for Mashiachah? Or no, the Yalfusa of Beker of Yisrael is not Dafka B'Shas Minui. It's a din all the time. Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiachah if there's Shalom. But if there's Machlokas, even after a long time, it requires Mashiachah. So the Chakira we're starting with is that a Melech ben Melech requires Mashiachah, is that only at the beginning when we first appoint him? Or does that apply to the entire term of his reign? So the explanation of this suffix is that we have to understand the Iker Din Yerushas Malchus. That we judge a Melech ben Melech b'din Yerusha, is that only at the Shas Minui? That B'Shas Minui he's a Yoresh, but afterwards, Pakamine Din Yerusha, he's no longer a Yoresh, and now he's B'Toras Melech Midin V'Schus Atzmo. And therefore Machlokes doesn't impinge on him in any way. Or no, he's always considered a Yoresh all the days of his life, and he's always called a Melech Ben Melech Midin Yerushas Malchus Shel Aviv. And the nafkamina is when there's a machlokas later. If you say he's always considered a yoresh, then he requires a new mashicha. And if you say he's not always considered a yoresh, he's only considered a yoresh b'shas haminui, but afterwards he's not. Therefore, the machlokas afterwards doesn't impede him in any way. He can just move right along. That's the chakira. So the explanation of this din of melech ben melech when there's a machlokas requires mashicha. There's a machlokas fundamentally between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi explains that Bizman Sheshalom be Israel, when there is peace in Israel, then the din is that the Malchus is a Yerusha and doesn't require Mashiachah. But when there's a Machlokes, then it's not a Yerusha and he does require a Mashiach. When there's Shalom be Yisrael, the Malchus is the Yerusha, and he does not work. Rashi writes, Have a Malchus Yerusha velo by Mashiach. Aval ki ika machlokes lav Yerushi. When there's a machlokes, it's not a Yerusha. Oboy Mashiach betchila, and he requires a new Mashiach. So from this Rashi, we see two things. Number one, that when there's a machlokes, the din Yerusha is batal, because kika machlokes lav Yerusha. When there's a machlokes, the Yerusha is batal. And number two, he only becomes melech b'mashicha. In order to reestablish him as king, you need Mashiach. However, the Rambam holds differently. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud Beis, and in the first parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, writes that the reason he needs Mashiach is l'salek ha-machlokes u'lehodia l'kol shezeo melech levado, to remove the machlokes and to tell everybody he's king. So the opinion of the Rambam is that the ikar din melech that he has is midin Yerusha, and it's not batal la'olam al yedei Mashiach machlokes. He has the Yerusha and it's not cancelled. And the Mashiach is not be'etzim din melech. He's not anointing himself. He's not becoming anointed like Rashi holds to make him king, just to be mechazik his malchus, to remove the machlokes, in order to know that he's the melech. And the yisod of their machlokes is apparently they're arguing about the ikar din Mashiach of a melech. Rashi holds that your Moshiach HaMelech B'tchila is a din in the Etzem Chalos Din Melech. It's a din in the Ikra Minui HaMelech. When you want to make a new Melech, he needs Mashiach. When there's Machlokes, the Mashiach makes him a Melech. That's Be'etzem Chalos HaDin. And even though you're mamid him with 71, nevertheless, there's no Gemara Din unless you have a Mashiach. And a Mashiach's Melech is like Mashiach's Kohen Gadol. Mashiach's Mekadeshim. So to a Melech, he doesn't become Melech unless he gets Mashiach. That's an irregular king. And therefore there's a Machlokes, and he requires Mashiach. The Mashiach creates the Din Melech. And otherwise, there's no Din Melech. So you have a Yerusha. He's supposed to get it automatically. The machlokas is mevatel b'din Yerusha. You have to recreate him as melech. How do you do that? With Mashiach. Just like a regular king who starts off being a king, his Mashiach creates him as king. So too, when there's a machlokas, you need to redo the Mashiach to create him as king. Or the Rambam argues, and he holds that a melech is even than a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol, the Mashiach is mashu chiyuvi. It's mekadosh and mekadosh is kohen gadol. Mashen kein a melech, the Mashiach is a heter. That's his mechazek his malchus, this Mashiach. So that's why you have a Mashiach of a king. To be mechazek his malchus. And therefore the Rambam holds a melech ben melech also, if there's a machlokes, the Mashiach is just to remove the machlokas, to be mechazik is malchus, to know that he's the king. But the ikar din melech is chalmi din Yerusha. And if they weren't Moshechim, the son is Yoresh the malchus. There's no machlokas, he doesn't require Mashiach, obviously. So according to Rashi, Mashiach is what makes the melech. That's what makes the chalos din melech. According to the Rambam, no. At Betchila, you do it to show everybody that he's the king. And then afterwards, if there's a machlokas, again you do it to show everybody he's the king. But it doesn't create him as king. He's king because he was appointed. He's king because he's because he's the son of the king. And it would seem that Rashi and Rambam are l'shitasam. Because they're in the sugya of Malchei Beis David, Moshchem, it says in the Gemara, that you anoint Malchai Beis David and not Malchai Yisrael. Gemara says Minalan. Rabbi says Kumashcheu Kize. Who? Zeton Meshicha Meinacher Ton Meshicha. That only Malchai Beis David, Rashi says, are Ton Meshicha. Malchai Yisrael are not Ton Meshicha. Only Malchai Beis David. Who? And not Malchai Yisrael. This was said to Shmuel HaNavi, like Abay David HaMelech. Kumashcheu ki zehu. Ze ton Meshicha. Vein acher ton Meshicha. Only he requires Meshicha. But no, nobody else, not Malchai Yisrael. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Melacha, Melacha Yud writes, Ein Moshe Malchai Yisrael b'shem min HaMishcha. El b'shem min HaFar Simon ve'man osam b'shlaim lo'olam el Malchai Yisrael mizer David v'shchon el zer David. You're not Moshech Malchai Yisrael b'shem min HaMishcha, only b'shem min HaFar Simon. You're not m'man Malchai Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, only zer David. And the Mashiach is only b'zer David. People discuss here why the Rambam seems to repeat himself. It says twice the Mashiach. So the Rambam says, Ein Moshchin Ela Zera David. He's talking about the Shemin HaMishcha. Only the Zera David gets Shemin HaMishcha. The Rambam holds that Malchai Yisrael weren't mismayed from the din of Mashiach B'chlal, just from the din of Shemin HaMishcha. But there's also a din of Mashiach by Malchai Yisrael, Shemin HaFar Simon. And therefore the din Mashicha is the same both by Malchai Beis David and Malchai Yisrael, and there's no chiluk. It's just Xeris HaKosav that Malchai Beis David requires Shemin HaMishcha and Malchai Yisrael requires Shemin HaFar Simon, but the etzem din Mashicha is the same. We don't find two dinei Mashicha by a melech, and therefore the Rambam holds that the Mashicha itself doesn't create a chalos din melech, because Shemin HaFar Simon, what are you going to say about Shemin HaFar Simon? Shemin HaFar Simon is Chol Gomor, doesn't have Kiddush. Shemin HaMishcha has Kiddusha. Shemin HaFar Simon does, but the fact that Rambam tells them too and equates between Shemin HaMishcha and Shemin HaFar Simon, it means that just like Shemin HaFar Simon doesn't have a Chalos Din, Shemin HaMishcha doesn't either. So therefore the Shemin HaMishcha B'Malchai Beis David doesn't create a Chalos Din Melech. The Iker Din Mashicha is an Os L'Kiyum Avoyas HaMalchus. It just shows that's the sign for everybody, but it doesn't create the Malchus. And there's no Nafkamina both in Malchai Beis David and Malchai Yisrael. Just by Malchai Beis David, the Os for the Kiyum Avoyas HaMalchus is Xeris HaKosa that use Shemin HaMishcha. That there's a Heter that use Shemin HaMishcha. And Malchai Yisrael, the Os is B'Shemin HaFar Simon. So some mucha like that from the sugya. He says they anointed Yehoachaz because the machlokas of Yehoyakim. For the Gemara, wait a second. In the time of Yoshio, the Shemin HaMishcha was already nignas. So how are you anointing Yehoachaz? And for the Gemara, b'Shemin HaFar Simon. What does Shemin HaFar Simon help a Malchai Beis David? How can you say that he's going to have a din melech with the Shemin HaFar Simon? So it must be that even the Mashiach, when there's a machlokas, that's an os l'kiyum avoyas hamalchus. That's to be misalik the machlokas. And therefore, Shemin HaFar Simon's enough. Rashi holds that Malchai Yisrael, you don't do Mashichan at all. And it's a din that you're Moshech only Malchai Beis David b'Shemin HaMishcha, because the idea of the Mashicha is to create a king, and that can only be done b'Shemin HaMishcha, just like with the Kohen Gadol. And if there's a Machlokas and a Melech ben Melech, there's no longer a din Yerusha, and you need a Mashicha b'Tchila to give him a din Melech. And that applies even to Malchai Yisrael. So by Malchai Beis David, the Mashicha is b'Shemin HaMishcha. And by Malchai Yisrael, there Shemin HaFar Simon's enough. And that that they did Mashiach on Yehoachaz with Shemin Afar Simon, that was a Haras Shah. So it emerges then that according to the Rambam, the Mashiach doesn't create a Din Melech. The Mashiach is just Mesalik the Machlokas. It's an os of being the king. And if there's a Machlokas, you have this os, and there's no Melech ben Melech. You use this os, and if there's a new king, then you also have to have this os. But the Shemen HaMishcha for Melech HaBeis David, and the Shemen HaFar Simon for Melech Yisrael, are both osos. According to Rashi, Malchei Yisrael, you're not Moshiach at all. And if there's a Machlokes, then you are with Shemin Afar Simon. And that's what creates the king for a Melech but for a Malchei Yisrael is the Shemin Afar Simon. And for Malchei Beis David, what creates the kingship is the Shemin HaMishcha. So B'tchila, you need Shemin HaMishcha to create a king for Melech Beis David. And then afterwards, if there's a Machlokes, Batla Din Yerusha, and now you have to recreate the king. So Nachamol, you need the Shemin HaMishcha. So Rashi, the Shemin HaMishcha, makes the Chalos Shem king. And for the Rambam, it's just an oath, just like Shemin Afar Simon's an oath. However, everything we're saying in the Rambam, apparently we can contradict with the Rambam in the first parak of Luchos Melacha Melacha Zayin. And when you're Ma'amid HaMelech, you're Moshech and B'Shemin HaMishcha. And since you're Moshech the Melech, he's Zoche Lo Labanav Ad Olam. Kei Meshinim Shech David Zoche B'Kes HaMachos or HaMachos Lo Labanav Zechorim Ad Olam. So what is the Rambam saying here? And when you're Ma'amid HaMelech, you anoint him with Shemin HaMishcha. And he's Zoche for him and his sons for all the generations. Kevin Shenimshach David Zoche B'Keser Malchus. And the Malchus is his. It's mashma that the Mashiach creates a Chalos Din Melech. And it's his forever. We're trying to say in the Rambam that it's an only Oz the Kiyum Ba'Vayas HaMalchus for the existence of this kingship. But here we see Nishtazoy. However, we see here it's apparently creating the Chalos Din. However, the Rambam we have to understand better. Because the Rambam is told that that he's Zoche Lo Labanav B'Shiach HaShemin HaMishcha, that the Malchus is a Yerusha. Because you have the Shemin HaMishcha, now the Malchus is going to be Yerusha Ad Olam. But wait a second, in the Sefri we darshan that all Sroas are Yerusha. It's all inherited. And so paskins the Rambam. Not only Malchus, but all Sroras are inherited. So you don't need the Shemin HaMishcha. So why does the Rambam here say that? Because you did the Shemin HaMishcha, it's his Ad Olam. You don't need the Shemin HaMishcha. All Minuyim are Yarshin. Without the Shemin HaMishcha. By Malchei Yisrael, there's a Din Yerusha, even though they don't have Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. Tzarech Yil. So therefore, we have to say that Bemis, there are really two dinim. There's the Yerushas Malchus Beis David, and Yerushas Kol Sroas from Malchus Shebi Yisrael. So you're right from the pasuk of Laman Yarech Yom Amam Lachto. We learn that there's a din of Yerusha. However, there's a difference between the Yerusha of Malchus Beis David and Yerusha of other Sraras. What's the difference? The difference is that in all Sraras, there's a Din Yerusha just on the Minui. To be Mimana, his son, afterwards, once he Yarshins, now he's no longer considered a Yorish. Now he has an independent hold. It's like any other Yerusha. When a person gets Yerusha from his father, now he's an independent owner. And so too be Yerusha Srara, Amalcha Yisrael. Once you get it, it's yours. You're no longer considered a Yoresh. Just B'shas Minu, you're a Yoresh, and now it's yours independently. Mashen came be Yerusha's Melech Shamacha Beis David. There you have a Chalos Din Yerusha L'Kol Yimei Chayev. Says the Rama means, when you did the Shemen HaMishcha, now you're always going to be a Yoresh. The Yoresh remains a Yoresh. And he's always coming Mikach his Tati. And that's what David was Zoche. After the Mashiach Shemen HaMishcha, that the Malach is going to be his and his children's for all the generations, they're always going to be considered Yorshim. And that's what we mean when we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That even Zerah David and Zerah Zarev, they're all called David. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It doesn't matter what the king's name is. It could be Shlomo. It could be Yehoyakim. It could be whatever you want it to be. It could be Rav Menachem Mendel. Whatever it is. But it's all Mikoach David HaMelech. It's always considered a Yerusha. And this is Mavur in the Rambam. In the ninth halacha of Hilchos Melachim in Perek Aleph. Malchim Beis David HaMon Melom Shenemar Kitzi Anocha Ma'adolam Avlam Yamod Melech Mishar Yisrael Tipasek HaMeluchim Mibeso Shenemar Ali Rabba Machlo Kol Hayomim. Then Malchim Beis David are forever. All their malachim, the malach is going to stop. Like by it says by Yerovim, lo kol hayom, and frek the ravid. You're so see yourself. Earlier you said that all minuyim are inherited. So how can you say that Malach Yisrael don't inherit? The answer is that even though there's a din Yerusha and other minuyim and other sraras and other malchus, that's only on the minuy. That now he is appointed, but independently. And now paska koach hamorish. And that's what it says to Yerovam, lo kol hayom tipasek malchus mebeisa. That the people who inherit from Yerovam are not going to be afterwards, after they get it, it's going to be their own. It's not going to be al Yerovam. Not that it's a hemshech of Yerovam. It's a nayezach. Something new. Mashenke and Malchus Beis David Liolam Omedes Mikoach HaMorish Shezelcha David HaMelech B'Mashiach HaShem and HaMishcha. He was anointed, so now it's given to his Kindelach and Kindelach for all the Doris. Kisacha Yeh Nachon Adolam. It's always Mikoach David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And according to this, we can say that if you have a Melech ben Melech and Malach Beis David, there's a Machlokes, since he always is a Din Yerusha, even if the Machlokes is after an extended duration of time, it doesn't matter. You still need a Mashiach to be Mesalek the Machlokes, because he's still considered a Yoresh. But according to Rashi, when there's a machlokas, there's no Yerusha. Like we learned in Rashi. Bizman sheshalom b'Yisrael have malchus Yerusha. V'lo boi mishicha. Aval ki ika machlokas lav Yerusha boi mishicha b'tchila. So when there's no machlokas, so then he gets it without a problem. But when there is machlokas, the Yerusha stops. And then what do you have to do? You have to anoint him to recreate the kingship. But let's say there's no machlokes and he was already appointed. That's it. It's no longer Yerusha. He never can lose it again. No machlokes is going to stop it. According to the Rambam, he's always considered a Yoresh. Doesn't end. And therefore, any challenge to the kingdom requires a new Mashiach. But according to Rashi, we don't see that he's always considered a Yoresh. He yarshins it at the beginning. If there's a challenge, you have to anoint him to create him as king. But if there's no challenge, now he becomes independently king. And if there's a challenge later, it doesn't matter. He's the king. So that resolves the chakira with which we open. We asked, is he always considered a Yoresh? Does he bribe a Yoresh? Or no? It's his independently. And let's say there's a machlokes, it's challenged later. So it depends on the machlokes Rambam Rashi. Rambam holds, he's always a Yoresh. Therefore, any machlokes is going to require a new Mashiach to establish him, to show the world, to show as an oath that he's king. According to Rashi, no, Rashi doesn't say that he's always a Yoresh. He's a Yoresh at the beginning. If there's a challenge, you do the Mashiach, you make him king. And then afterwards, I'm sorry, he's already king. You want to challenge, challenge, challenge. Doesn't matter. He's independently the king. He can't stop that. No machlokas is going to do anything. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Malachim, Malachi Yer Aleph, writes that when you're Moshech, Malchei Beis David, you only do it by a mayon, by a spring. So we have to understand, is it a din in Malchei Beis David that you need a spring? Because a spring is something that is nimshach, continues. That's the kingship of David. So is it a din in Malchei Beis David? Or is it a din in the Shemen HaMishcha? The Shemen HaMishcha requires a Mayan. And then Afkamina would be when they were Moshiach Yehoachas, because the Machlokas V'Yoyakim, his brother with Shemen HaFar Simon, like it says in the Gemara, was it Agabe HaMayan or not? If it's Alt Shemen HaMishcha here with Shemen HaFar Simon, it's Al-Machel Beis David, he's Machel Beis, he's Melch Beis David. So since, like we said, the Ikar din of a Mayan is that the Malchus should be Nimshach L'Dorei Doros. So we said, when does that happen? Like we saw in the Rambam. Rambam says, it's the Shemen HaMishcha that makes it L'Dorei Doros. So on the Rambam, the Shemen HaMishcha shows that it's given to him and for all the generations. So Memela would seem that if it's a Melech Beis David, but it's not with Shemen HaMishcha, it's with Shemen HaFarsman, you don't need a Mayan. You only need a Mayan if it's Shemen HaMishcha, because Mayan means that it can continue going. It's going to keep going. Like a spring. So to Shemen HaMishcha implies that it's going to keep going. Hashem Kein Shemen HaFarsman doesn't symbolize that at all. So Meil, that wouldn't require a Mayan. So Baruch Hashem, we have some new insight into the sugya of Mashichas v'Yerushas Melech, and the Torah was very deep and sweet, and we should all be Zoche Lumodu L'Lamed Lishma V'Lasas V'Lakayim. It's called Divrei Salmo Torosso Be'ahava Amen V'Yamen Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.